Hi, welcome to What's Happening at CM Library. My name's Eric.
I'm Beth.
And I'm Walker.
And this is the podcast talking about what programs are happening at your branch the week of August 6th through August 12th. Thanks for joining us today.
This week wraps up our Summer Break 2018 program, which ends on August 12th. Summer break is ending, but the fun is not. On Tuesday, August 7th, at 3 o'clock at our Steel Creek location, we have ice cream and bingo. Join us for some awesome ice cream, maybe win some bingo prizes. I love bingo.
You know, it's been a while since I've done bingo. Actually, no, that's wrong. I did one recently. My wife loves to watch that Great British Bake Off show, and we printed off a bingo sheet of, so it'd be like, is it raining, or did they show a sheep in the background? Did they say soggy bottom? It was hysterical.
That's very clever. Can I come over and play with you guys next
Absolutely.
Time? All right. Also on Tuesday, August 7th at 3 p.m., Matthews is having a teen summer break finale escape room. So teens, come on down, use your problem solving skills to find clues and figure out puzzles before the clock runs out. Light snacks are provided. I've never done an escape room.
They're fun.
Are they fun?
They're hard.
I love puzzles, so I feel like...
You'd probably be good at it. I love puzzles, too. It made me feel like an idiot. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, okay.
I felt lucky that we were with some people that have done one before.
Yes, I will say I'm 1 in 3 for escape rooms.
Ooh, okay.
So, yeah, I've only escaped one.
Well, that's good, because you don't want it to be too easy.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, this was kind of a waste of time.
We did get out of ours, but it was no thanks to me. I did not.
I feel like a lot of times I get bogged down, I'm like, is this a puzzle? Is this for this thing? And it's for like completely separate things.
So, yeah. Okay. But it's definitely fun. You should try it.
All right, Absolutely. Teens, come on down. Tuesday, August 7th at 3. And at Davidson on Tuesday, August 7th at 10:30, Summer Break School Age Finale. So this is for kids ages 5 to 11. Join us for some awesome activities and more ice cream. Registration is required, so contact the Davidson branch for more information.
Okay, and Wednesday, August 8th at Morrison Library, we've got the Summer Break Finale with the amazing Mr. Archer. So he provides a unique storytelling experience through balloon entertainment. If you can visualize it, I can balloonatize it, is his motto. So, that sounds interesting and fun. No registration's needed, so come on out. Okay, what else do we have? Summer Break Finale at Matthews. They'll have ice cream and toppings for you to build a delicious sundae of your choosing. Yeah, they'll have an ice cream sundae bar. That's at Matthews, Wednesday, August 8th at 3 p.m.
What is your favorite flavor of ice cream, Walker?
Oh, that is a hard one. I think I'll have to go with Ben and Jerry's chocolate fudge brownie. What about y'all?
What, Eric?
I'm a classic. I like vanilla hot fudge sundae.
Oh, all right.
Vanilla's underrated.
Really is.
Mm-hmm. I'm more of a situational ice cream. Like, it depends on certain brands.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'll always go for cookies and cream because I love Oreos. Right. Mm-hmm. But depending on the brand, I also like a good mint chocolate chip.
I will say also there was this ice cream place where I grew up, represent Queensbury, New York. Nobody knows where that is. There's this ice cream place that they'll do kind of twists. They have unique flavors every week. And so a lot of times they'll do a peanut butter flavor. And so you can get like a chocolate peanut butter twist.
Ooh, yum. Mm. We've started doing ice cream cones at home this summer. So buying actual sugar cones and ice cream in it has changed my life and my waistline.
Fun.
I like... Vanilla is a good base for other stuff, like a Cold Stone. You know, you can get all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I also like Moose Tracks. Okay. I like all that stuff.
Yeah. I like birthday cake flavor. Mm. Sometimes when it has the chunks of birthday cake in there, you go to the right place.
I need some ice cream places uptown.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Really, we're fantasizing about ice cream over here. If you are too, check out Matthews.
I could go on for another hour about ice cream. And so, last but not least, we've got three other branches also doing summer break finales. West Boulevard is also doing a finale on August 9th from 11 to 12. Independence is having one on the 9th as well from 2 to 3. And Cornelius from 2 to 3 o'clock on the 9th. Come check those out. And for more information, visit us at cmlibrary.org.
All right, starting off with West Boulevard on Tuesday, August 7th at noon. Join us for our community book club. This month we'll be discussing Fire Shut Up in My Bones by Charles Blow, who is an awesome journalist from the New York Times. If you don't follow him on Twitter, I recommend it. He's got some hot takes.
Interesting.
And also at West Boulevard, on Tuesday, August 7th at 4, our West Boulevard Anime Club will be meeting. This is for teens and preteens. This is every month, first Tuesday of the month at 4 o'clock. You can come out, talk about anime, manga, and the Japanese language, history, and culture.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm not an anime fan. How about you?
I watched a couple episodes of Pokemon when I was younger.
Oh, okay.
No. That is the full extent of my anime.
Pokemon is, like, cross-cultural, though.
Okay, all right. I have some friends who like Naruto. Is that one?
I don't.
Sure. Yu-Gi-Oh? I think that is one. But...
Totally.
You know what's really a good series is Avatar: The Last Airbender. Oh,
I haven't seen that one either.
I feel like I've heard about that one.
It is a movie, but they based it on the TV show, and they did not do the movie as well as the TV show was great.
Okay.
I've heard the movie got panned as one of the worst movies of all time.
Yeah, and they had to change the name because of. Avatar
the James Cameron.
Yeah.
Nice.
But the series is very good.
I can't get too off topic, but I hated the movie Avatar. James
Cameron. I didn't think it was that great.
Yeah. It was terrible.
With the blue?
Yeah.
The blue.
I saw it on TV, though, and I guess, I don't know, it's a different experience.
Just nothing for me.
Well, you know, it's so funny because at the time, people were like, it was amazing, and it totally did not become a cultural thing because I cannot name five people that were in that movie, actors or the names of the characters.
Is that Disney or Universal?
It's Disney because there's rides, animals.
Yes, okay, so when we went to Disney, we did the Avatar ride. Uh-huh. That is awesome.
Really?
Yes. You ride through, you know, you're basically in a simulation of going through that world on one of those flying dragon-like animals. It's awesome. It's great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You should have heard our crowd. You definitely have to do that.
Okay.
If you go.
Okay. Scaly Bark. This week, Monday, August 6th, it's 6 p.m. For children ages 5 to 11, we've got the Summer Break Adventures. The theme this week will be Libraries Rock, Explore Music. You can learn about music and sound and make your own musical instruments. Sounds pretty fun.
Libraries do rock.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. For the adults, Tuesday, August 7th, from 1 to 3. Actually, this happens on the 7th, 8th, and 9th. So that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, there will be technology tutoring and job prep resources available. If you need assistance with your resume, job search application, email, or with Microsoft Office, you can drop by Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday between 1 and 3 to receive help from a tutor. So no registration necessary. It sounds great if you're looking for a new job or trying to explore career possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And Scaler Bark will also be doing a teen anime club on Thursday the 9th from 6 to 7. This is for preteens and teens. Snacks will be provided. And this week we'll be playing Manjika, the fast and furious game of drawing comics, a creative, fast-paced card game where players draw comic stories over four rounds, combining themes and an ever-growing number of trends.
That sounds interesting.
I'm familiar with that, but it sounds cool.
Very cool.
Kind of more than just watching the anime delve into the art style. And really interesting.
Yeah, budding artists, please come out. For more information on these and other programs, please visit cmlibrary.org.
All right, this week at University City Library, we've also got a program for teens, Summer Break, Lip Sync Battle.
Yes.
Who can do the best lip sync performance?
Oh.
Come out, show off your skills. Can't think off the top of my head of my favorite song that I would lip sync to. What about you, Bethany?
No, I can't think either. Maybe something like from a musical.
Oh, okay.
So I can be very, like, expressive.
There you go.
With my arms, which I'm doing right now and you can't see, but...
I think I go with, like, A Prayer by Madonna.
That's another good one.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. Awesome. Right. Excellent. And then, for the kids, we've got Professor Whizpop, August 7th from 2 to 2:45. And he brings books to life with his hilarious, engaging, and ever-so-brilliant Read to Achieve Magic Show.
He's making the rounds.
He certainly is. I know he's been really popular. He went over really well at the South County branch, so I can imagine that this is going to do really well. And then last but not least, for the adults, we have The Real Deal About Real ID. A few years back, Congress passed the Real ID Act, requiring states to issue identification that meets higher security standards. Please join us for an informational presentation on the importance of getting your real ID. So I believe we're going to have Gary Leek with the NCDOT will be there. I will say that I just recently got my real ID. I went and applied for it, and they actually made it really easy. You had to bring several forms of ID. I brought a passport, my social security card, I think, and then two forms of identification, kind of like where I lived. And then just a quick 10-minute process. They take your picture, and then 2 weeks later, you get it in the mail.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Do they do the real ID at the DMV?
They do the driver's license DMVs. Yeah. If you're looking for more information, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
This week at Steel Creek on Wednesday at 1 p.m., join us as Hugo the Hornet brings the Hornet's Book Bus to the Steel Creek Library. Join us for a special performance of Hugo's All-Star Reader Show, and you get a visit from the Hornet's Book Bus. You can also board the bus and choose a free book to take home. That's so fun. I've never seen the book bus. I love Hugo, though.
I've never met Hugo.
Oh, is Hugo's nice? Great. Yeah.
He's a good guy?
Yeah. And then there's like an inflatable Hugo. Like if you go to the games and he buzzes around the seats. Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, the book bus is fun. Everyone loves to get a free book.
Mm-hmm. Walker, have you been actually on the book bus?
I have. Ooh. I have. I've helped stock the shelves, actually, for Epic Fest. Yeah.
What does it look like in there?
It's cool. There's lots of shelves, actually. Instead of seats, basically where the seats would be, there's shelving areas.
Cool.
Also at Steel Creek on Thursday, August 9th at 6, adults are welcome to celebrate National Book Lovers Day and find your next great read as you test your book appreciation skills with our Social Games for Book Lovers event. That sounds kind of fun.
Absolutely.
Is that like book trivia and stuff?
Possibly.
I do love trivia.
Right?
Yeah. I'm pretty good at trivia. I do. We have.
Do you do like the Trivial Pursuit?
I haven't played Trivial Pursuit in a while, but... here at Main Library, we have a quarterly meeting of all of our departments, and we usually do a trivia game, and I have won like 4 out of the past 6 times.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa.
You have lots of obscure knowledge.
I do. Completely useless knowledge.
Right.
Have you ever played HQ? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I haven't done it in a while, though.
Yeah, I kind of fell off the train. I was really into it until I never won.
And then you win like 20 cents.
Yeah.
For more information on these and any of our programs, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
Okay, Mint Hill this week, Tuesday, August 7th. For rising kindergartners, we've got a Get Set for Kindergarten program at 2 p.m. This is a great opportunity for your rising kindergartner to participate in stories and activities that will build pre-reading skills and help prepare children for success in school. These programs are really fun. They kind of introduce the idea of going to schools and different things they talk about, like riding the bus, using scissors. They're really fun programs and a way to get your child excited to start kindergarten.
Who remembers the first day their child went to kindergarten?
I remember my first day when I went to kindergarten.
Our kids are too young.
Yours are too young?
Yeah.
Yours?
She's going to be 2 next week.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, I'm offended by that statement. I don't have kids.
Okay.
Were you sad?
Just teasing.
Yeah.
You are.
It's very sad.
Aww. Send them out to the big wide world.
Send them out.
Oh. Yeah. It's crazy how fast it goes. Gonna be here before we know it.
I know.
Okay, also at Mint Hill on Saturday the 11th at 3 p.m., we've got the Chess Club. This is for children ages 5 to 11 and also teens. You can come learn chess basics and test your skills in one-on-one or group chess games. No registration required. Do y'all play chess?
No.
I have. I'm terrible at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how to play.
Last time we had Mark tell us a hilarious story about like the 2 moves that he knew when he entered a chess tournament.
The 5-something gambit.
Yeah. And was quickly beat in the second round because they saw right through him.
Apparently there's different setups, too. There's like a castle setup or something. I don't know.
He was called out for using the something or other gambit.
Yes. Poor Mark. What a fraud.
I'm terrible at chess also. I mean, me and my son, my younger son learned at the same time, and he beat me when he was like in middle school.
Okay. Finally, at Mint Hill on Saturday the 11th at 3, we've got CM Library presents Thinking Feet of Valentine. This program is for grades 6 to 9, so preteens. And this group will teach kids how to build mobile app students. Enter the amazing world of coding and computer programming as you build a fully functional mobile app that you can install on your phones and share with family and friends.
Whoa.
That's pretty awesome.
Build an app? I know. Cool. What is this program?
This is brought to you by Thinking Feet, Charlotte's premier provider of technology and coding in Richmond. It's a beginner-friendly class, so no prior programming experience is necessary. Wow. But you do need to register, and it's grades 6 to 9 only. That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Right?
A I should learn to code. Okay. For more information on these and other programs, please visit cmlibrary.org.
All right. This week in Independence, on Saturday, August 11th, from 10 to 12, we have Service Saturdays. Community service is a great way to give back to your community. Come join them as they work on projects to help the library and other organizations in the community. So if you're a teen looking for some community service hours for your school or for another organization, sounds like a great way to do that. And then also on Wednesday, August 8th, from 10 to 11, Paying for Elder Care Without Going Broke. This is going to be by Scott Tenbrook from Elder Care Options, and he's going to teach everyone about the different types of care available to older adults and how to pay for each of these services. You know, appropriate options will be there to fit the needs of each individual. That will be discussed as well.
It's really useful, not just for older adults, but for adults with aging parents.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Something we probably don't want to think about, but very important.
If you'd like any more information on these programs, please visit our website at cmlibrary.org.
All right. This week at Plaza Midwood, join us for Family Storytime at International House, Monday, August 6th at 3:30. Just a reminder, this is not at the Plaza Midwood branch. This is at International House, which is at 1817 Central Ave. Come on out. This is for families and children of all ages. On Wednesday, August 8th at 4 o'clock, we have our one-on-one tech tutor. Come on in, sign up for a 45-minute individual session to get help with specific computer or ebook questions. So this is great if you've just gotten a new e-reader, a new tablet, a new device, and you have some questions on how to use it. You can just drop in, really informal, and it's one-on-one, which I feel is really helpful when you're trying to teach people about new technology.
Yeah, you can get a lot done in a short amount of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And finally, on Saturday, August 11th at 10 a.m., we have our Stories in Two Languages, Spanish. This is stories, songs, and activities in English and Spanish. This is also for families and children of all ages. This is intended for both primarily Spanish-speaking and English-speaking families. For more information on these and any of our programs, visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
Okay, at Imagineon this week, we've got some fun things lined up. Tuesday, August 7th at 3 p.m., we've got Terrific Tuesday, The Balloon Lady. The Balloon Lady is back with an all-new special show. Donna Pruitt's entertaining program includes award-winning balloon creation, music, storytelling, and engaging magic tricks that appeal to children of all ages. I've seen her in action. It's a really fun program. So check that out. Performances are free, but space is limited and tickets are required. Please visit our website for more information on that, cmlibrary.org.
I've actually taught myself how to make balloon animals.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I can only do like a dog.
Still pretty impressive.
But, yeah.
Side hustle.
Right?
Come to...
I still have trouble...
Come to the dog balloon show.
Jeez. I still have trouble tying off the end of a balloon.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Okay, Reader's Theater Dramarama Acting Games, Wednesday, August 8th at 11 a.m. This is a great way to develop literacy and critical thinking skills through books and hands-on activities. There'll be some acting games if you have a budding actor.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
I would have loved that.
You would have?
Yeah, I was a big drama geek in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Were you in plays?
I was. Yeah. I peaked in high school, basically. I was... Alice in Alice in Wonderland, my senior year.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yes.
There you go.
No, it was just a play because I do not sing.
Okay.
I did two musicals in high school.
What did you do?
I did Titanic the musical.
Titanic the musical? I didn't even know that was
right?
a thing.
It's not based on the movie. It's completely separate.
Okay.
And they, you know, it goes into the whole classist, like first class,
Whoa.
Third class passengers. All that fun stuff.
That's intriguing. Sing about the Titanic going down.
Believe it or not, it was, we had some fun hydraulics with floors.
Oh,
moving.
Wow, that's pretty, that's a pretty big deal for high school.
It was. We had an interesting budget. And then I did Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Ooh. Oh.
I was the father. I don't remember his name. But basically, I was the only one who had a baritone voice in high school, so that's why I was
You're
the father.
You're an
high demand. That's right.
You were Jacob?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, well, that sounds fun. And then finally, Learn, Connect, Play, Ladder Golf. This is Friday, August 10th at 2:30. This is for teens and preteens. And you can put your teamwork and competition skills to practice by participating in this fun game. Has anybody ever played Ladder Golf?
No.
I've played ladder ball. You guys haven't played it before?
Yeah, I've seen people play it on the beach, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. The ones that I've always played, kind of anything longer than an hour, end up kind of ruining the ladder ball system and ends up falling apart. But it's a fun game, you know, depending on where you kind of throw the ball and string. You try and get it wrapped around one of the poles, and depending on which pole you get it on, is a different set of points.
Cool.
I think it goes to like 21 or something like that.
So it sounds like in the same vein of like cornhole almost?
I love cornhole.
Yes.
Okay, well that sounds cool. For more information on these and other programs, please check out cmlibrary.org.
All right, this week at South County Regional, we have Minute to Win It on August 8th from 3 to 4 o'clock. Can you beat the clock? Drop in to try your hand at a series of timed challenges. They look harder than you think. This is for 8 to 11 years old and is limited to 25 children. I've never actually watched this show. I've always seen people do kind of the stunts, one with like the try and get the Oreo or quarter down your face. There's another one with a tissue box, I think like a ping pong ball in a tissue box tied to your waist, trying to like shake it to get out the ping pong ball. But how about you guys? Have you done any of the wacky challenges?
No, but that sounds like a lot of fun for the kids, though.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to love it.
I'll really get into it.
Mm-hmm. And then for our teens, on August 9th from 2 to 3:30, we've got another escape room. This one's themed Avengers Affinity War. You're going to use critical thinking skills, and you're going to solve puzzles and codes in the interactive escape room. See if your observations are able to work and make it out successfully. So I really enjoyed the movie. I can only imagine how awesome this escape room is going to be. And I want to say that our volunteers had a hand with the making of this escape room.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome.
Escape room.
Yeah, absolutely. And then last but not least, Turning History into Mystery for our adults. This is on Thursday, August 9th from 6 to 7:30. The Mystery Readers Book Club at South County will be hosting writer Mark de Castrick in his presentation, Turning History into Mystery. It's going to include a presentation and a book discussion about his book, Blackman's Coffin.
Ooh.
So that'll be...
Sounds ominous.
Right? Yeah. That'll be good. If you've got any other questions or looking for more information on any of the programs you heard today, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
All right, and this is for all of you North County fans that are sad that the library is currently closed to renovations. Don't dismay. You can still attend Family Storytime at Huntersville Arts and Cultural Center, Monday, August 6th at 10 a.m. This is the same story time you've come to know and love at North County, just at the Huntersville Arts and Cultural Center, which is located at 109 South Old Statesville Road in Huntersville. Bring out your kids. See some North County folks.
That's great that they're still able to provide programming in that area.
Absolutely.
The library closed.
Absolutely. And just a reminder to all of our North County customers, you can attend programs at any of our locations. I believe the closest to you are Cornelius and Davidson. For more information on these programs, visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
All right. Trick or Treat this week, Wednesday, August 8th, has a reading lab club. For kids, this is at 6 p.m. Join us each Wednesday, actually, at 6 p.m. as we listen to interesting stories while improving literacy and critical thinking skills. A reading incentive or snack will be provided.
Snacks are always an incentive for
yes.
me.
Yes.
Me too.
Always. The food. All right, so this week at the Cornelius Branch, we have Art Club Puzzle Art on Wednesday, August 8th from 2 to 3 o'clock. You can exercise your creativity and learn new skills in a group setting. Join our Young Artist Club as we explore different media and techniques. So if you're looking to get into some art shenanigans, what else to say?
Sounds messy.
And then on Saturday, August 11th, from 2 to 4 o'clock, we have Lit Light, where you can join Cornelius for reading and discussing literary books under 350 pages. This month's selection is Zero K by Don DeLillo.
I've never read that one.
Me neither.
I haven't.
I read another one by his. I don't remember the name of the book, but it was about a plane crash, and I was about to take a flight. And I'm like, nope, can't this right now. I'm terrified of flying.
Yeah, I will say that's an interesting topic for a book club, keeping it short books.
Yeah.
I guess they could do more like short stories and things like that.
Yeah. I am reading a fantastic book of short stories right now. It's Florida by Lauren Groff.
Okay.
Yes.
On my to-read list. Is it good?
It's pretty good, yeah. It was recommended by Barack Obama, which is why I'm reading it.
Oh, and great.
My problem with short stories is that I always want more.
I know.
And these definitely leave me wanting more, but it's a great book.
I feel like when short stories are done right, they're just so amazing.
Yeah.
Impactful.
Yeah.
I imagine it's really hard to write a short story.
Yeah.
As a Star Wars nerd myself, I just picked up a short story book called A Certain Point of View, so kind of a play on Episode 3, if you've seen Revenge of the Sith. Since it's the 40th anniversary of Star Wars,
wow.
It's from 40 different authors writing events from different characters in the movie that might have taken a backseat to the main events.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I have to confess that I have never seen the Star Wars movie, except my husband made me watch A New Hope. Like, as an adult, it did not have the magic for me, but now my son is obsessed with Star Wars.
Aww.
So in the last few months, I feel like I've learned more about Star Wars than I ever expected to, and I'm very familiar with the characters.
It's very cute.
And now you have the opportunity to watch all of the movies.
That's so right.
Lucky
Stick with it, Walker. There's a lot to love.
The Clone Wars TV show is really good, too.
Really?
My husband watches that.
That's in between episode 2 and 3.
I don't know, I got like 2 seasons in and I'm like, this is really cheesy. I don't know.
Really?
The girl.
That was good.
Like, what's her name? Ahsoka?
Ahsoka.
So when you say between seasons 1, 2, and 3 are the Natalie Portman ones?
Yeah.
4, 5, and 6 are the originals?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then there's the new ones.
That's right.
You got it.
The Clone Wars is when Anakin is an adult before he becomes Darth Vader.
Spoiler alert!
Well, it's like when the Titanic hit the iceberg. Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry. It was all Rose's fault.
That they hit the iceberg?
Exactly.
Too bad you didn't get to play Jack in that play.
Right. For more information about this program and any others, please visit our website at cmlibrary.org.
This week at Hickory Grove, we've got some awesome programs coming up. On Wednesday, August 8th, we have CM Library Presents McDowell Nature Preserve. Learn about snakes with stories, facts, live animals, and interactive hands-on activities. These two things, I don't know about putting, you know, hands-on snakes. I'm sure the kids will absolutely love it, but I will be in the corner crying.
Love snakes.
What?
They're awesome.
Who loves snakes?
I used to go in my backyard all the time, get the little gardener snakes. I chased my mother with them. I've seen the gentleman who comes.
Your poor mother.
He'll bring, like, the rat snakes and the corn snakes.
Yeah.
He even brought what's the one down here? The diamondback?
Copperheads?
Copperheads.
He
brought a copperhead.
Snakes.
They're fun. I don't like spiders. I do like snakes.
They're fun. They're the serpent.
Yeah.
I like them.
Oh, no. Well, Eric will be there.
When I was a little kid, I had one of my brother's friends had a tarantula, and he put it on my shoulder and said, "Don't worry, it'll only bite you if you act like you're nervous or scared."
What?
Oh, okay.
Traumatizing.
Yes.
Oh, no, 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 no. This has gone off the rails. This is now a horror podcast. On Thursday, August 9th, CM Library presents Music Club from 5 to 6 p.m. This is for adults and teens. Do you have an instrument or musical talent but no one to jam with? We invite musicians of all skill levels and all ages to bring your instruments or play our on-hand guitars, ukuleles, bass, or keyboard. That sounds really fun.
Yeah.
I'm kind of pretty impressed that they have their instruments that you can use.
Right.
I'm going to go jam out on a ukulele.
They need a drum set.
Yeah.
A fun story. A family member of mine is getting married, and one of the family members on the opposite side, they're part of a ukulele band.
Ooh.
I've never heard them play before, but they're going to play at the wedding, so I'm really intrigued.
How many ukuleles are in this band?
4 or 5.
Wow.
Players?
Stereo.
I'm sure all I can think of in my head is mariachi band. I'm sure it's nothing like that, but that's the picture I have in my head.
Well, if you have no musical talent, like myself, come on down Saturday, August 11th to Hickory Grove at 2 o'clock for our Jazzin' and Bluesin' concert featuring Nikki Canada and the Dapper Street Jazz Trio. This is sponsored by Culture Blocks, which is a partnership between the Arts and Science Council, the CM Library, and Mecklenburg County Parks and Rec. That's Saturday at 2. That sounds great. Hopefully they'll have some good weather for that.
Yeah.
For more information on these and any of our programs, visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
Okay, this is a cool program at Matthews happening this week. Thursday, August 9th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. We've got Books on Tap. This is a book club for people in their 20s and 30s. and it actually meets at the Seaboard Tap Room and Wine Bar. It's the first book club for this age group specifically. You can grab a drink and join the discussion. And the book this month is Ann Patchett's State of Wonder, which is a phenomenal book. Have y'all read it?
No.
It's great, and there's a lot to discuss there. So I would imagine that'd be a pretty great book club selection. So that sounds like a really fun event.
I want to go for the drinks.
Mm. Yeah, I think a lot of book clubs are that way.
Yeah.
Okay, for more information on this and other programs, please visit cmlibrary.org.
This week at Davidson, on Thursday, August 9th, from 1 to 3 o'clock, they're having their Knit, Chat, and Read community group. You can join them to make new friends and share a conversation while improving on your knitting skills. Maybe you can get help on a project and even create handmade items for charities or personal use. A new library resource on knitting will be featured every single month. I'm terrible at knitting myself. I think someone tried to show me once and it didn't go very well. I couldn't even make like the little square. But I did have somebody knit me a scarf one time. It's pretty nice. Oh,
that's so nice. I can crochet pretty well.
Okay.
I cannot knit. But I feel like that's because I learned how to crochet first. That okay. Knitting just seems off. There should be one implement, not two.
I can't do any of it. I do cross stitch.
Me too.
Needlepoint, yeah.
I do cross stitch. Needlepoint, okay. Yeah.
I'm making my son a stocking, Christmas stocking. Awesome. I've been making it since before he was born, so since 2014. And I'm probably only halfway done. It was the first thing I ever tried to do.
Aww.
The needlepointing. But it's going to be great when I finish it.
Yeah. It's very special.
When he's like 10.
My daughter-in-law knits or crochets, and I can never remember which one it is. But she makes, like, sweaters and stuff like
that's
that.
That's cool. That's practical.
Yeah, I can't do all that. She probably knits.
The yarn is very expensive.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah.
Interesting. If you'd like some more information on this program or anything else you've heard today, please visit our website at cmlibrary.org.
All right, we have our main library events. On Monday, August 6th at 10, join us for Effective Interview Strategies. Interviews don't have to cause anxiety. This class will explore the different strategies that have been proven to be effective in interviews and practice applying those strategies. This is taught by the awesome members of our Job Help Center here at Maine, and this is really, really effective. On Friday, August 10th at 10, we have a great program, Grant Ready Program Development and Operations Workshop. We're really fortunate to have this. This is actually through a special grant from the Duke Endowment to support and build the capacities of the nonprofit sector in North Carolina. So if you run or if you are part of a nonprofit here in the Charlotte area, come on out and we will give you some help on applying for grants. On Saturday, August 11th at 10, we have our Read Like a Star book club. Work like a boss, play like a boss, and read like a star. Each month we'll read a novel from a celebrity book club. So this month it is Reese Witherspoon's Hello Sunshine book club pick called Erotic Stories for Punjabi Widows by Bali Kaur Jaswal. I've not even heard of that book.
No, me neither.
I don't even think I was aware Reese Witherspoon had a book club.
I do enjoy her as an actress. Yeah. I think she's a phenomenal actress.
Yes, I somehow get the ads for her book club on my Instagram page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she apparently, I think, has a book coming out. She's going on a book tour this fall.
What?
Yes, not promoted or anything, but yes, she's got a new book coming out, and I believe she's going to be at the Belk Theater as well.
Yeah.
You can get tickets.
I think September.
I didn't know that. I did enjoy her in Big Little Lies. That was a great series.
Was it?
Yes, fantastic.
It was.
Based on a book. So that's Saturday, August 11th at 10. For information on these and all of our programs, visit cmlibrary.org.
Okay, Bates Ford Road Regional Library this Wednesday, August 8th at 6 p.m. has an adult anime club. Are you interested in anime, manga, and Japanese culture? Join us for a special showing of an anime episode and participate in a discussion about anime, manga, and the Japanese language, history, and culture. Sounds cool. For more information on this and other programs, please visit cmlibrary.org.
All right, and this week at Mountain Island, for school-age kids, we have Afternoon Adventures Karaoke. Come and share stories related to music and famous musicians, and participants will have the opportunity to perform and sing karaoke songs. So that'll be really fun for the kids.
What's your karaoke jam, Eric?
Leather and Lace.
Really? Duet?
Absolutely.
With your wife?
Yes.
I love that song.
Me too. I love some Don Henley.
That's Don Henley.
Stevie Nicks. Yeah.
That's right.
I think I'm going to go Paradise by the Dashboard Light. But I mean, there's so many parts. Like, you need multiple people to do that one.
That's such a great song. Really, and none of my friends know that song.
What?
I'm like, what?
Why don't you really sing us a snippet?
No.
I don't think I know Paradise. Will someone please sing it for me?
Can be a little inappropriate at times, but yeah, it's Meatloaf.
Just a snippet.
It's a long song, and you should listen to it.
They have Phil Rizzuto do a baseball metaphor.
Paradise by the dashboard light.
What?
Okay, so the whole title is Paradise.
Yes.
Is it about?
It's Meatloaf.
I'm guessing I know what it's about.
It's about young love.
Yes. Okay, well, we'll listen to it.
May you definitely need to listen
not
to it.
Not suitable.
I'm sure you've heard it.
I'm sure I have.
It's not graphic.
Yeah.
It's an 8-minute long song, so you better be among friends.
I thought it
friends.
Was 11 minutes.
Is that the chorus? Okay. The parrot?
Yeah, that's the chorus, yes. Yeah. Karaoke, So August 9th, 2 to 3, do it.
A friend of mine in high school thought, you know, TLC, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Yeah.
It was Jason Waterfalls. Like, that was the name of the guy. I'm like, don't go, Jason Waterfalls.
Funny to me, like, when you think something says,
that happens a lot.
We're gonna rock down to Electric Highway Newton. And then I'll take it no sense.
Highway.
What's the Highway Newton?
All right, on Thursday, August 9th, from 5 to 6, for the teens, we have Kitchen Chemistry S'mores Wars. Discover the science behind making s'mores. We'll provide the supplies. You bring your imagination. So come, make some s'mores, eat some good food.
So is this like a competition, like who can build the most ultimate s'more?
S'mores.
That sounds awesome.
Okay, here's a question. Do you say s'mores or s'mores?
I say s'mores.
Me too.
Did I say s'mores?
S'more.
S'mores? You say s'more?
Uh-huh. What is that apostrophe?
S'more.
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 Yeah.
S'more.
No, it's s'more. Like it wants s'more. S'more of them.
I don't know. We're saying the word 100 times.
I know. Now it makes no sense.
So when I was younger, we didn't do the traditional like graham cracker, chocolate, marshmallow, graham cracker. My parents got these like Keebler cookies, but they were like the graham cracker, but they were covered in chocolate.
And you put them in the microwave?
We would do a little bit of peanut butter, usually chunky.
Oh my gosh.
Marshmallow, then another one of those Keebler cookies.
Like the deluxe grams, the chocolate covered graham cracker?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the
they
best.
They were phenomenal.
That sounds amazing. Your parents must be geniuses.
I like to think snack they expert.
I'm going to have to try that.
Come over to my house, I'll show you.
Do you still make them?
I could, yeah.
I love those chocolate, the deluxe grams by Keebler. I could eat like a whole half package probably in one sitting.
I'm a big E.L. Fudge fan myself.
I forgot about that. What I thought you were going to say was in the 90s, probably early 90s, there was a cookie that you could get in like the cookie aisle. It was a pre-made cookie, but you put it in the microwave. It had like a thin, it was like a graham cracker with a thin layer of chocolate and marshmallow, and you put it in the microwave. They're called s'mores. And it would melt a little bit to give you kind of the s'mores taste.
Kind of like a moon pie?
No, it was a cookie. And it was like dry, like the, what became the melted marshmallow was just like a dry kind of marshmallow like layer.
I don't remember these.
They were short-lived and they weren't that good, but.
Not a fan of marshmallow in the microwave. That's a no-go for me.
Yeah, you need the char.
I need the char. Mm-hmm. I need that carbon. All right, so again, way off topic, August 9th, 5 to 6, S'more Wars. All right, last but not least, for our adults, we've got a technology lab tutor one-on-one support session. So sign up for a 60-minute session with library staff or a volunteer to get help with computer or internet basics, Microsoft Office, email, ebooks, or job help assistance. If you're looking for more information on this or any of our other programs you've heard today, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
This week at Myers Park, join us Wednesday, August 8th at 1:30 for our Lego Challenge. This is for kids aged 5 to 11. Come on out, build some Legos. I think we said last time my go-to Lego project is always the tower, because I am not creative.
I do enjoy the kits myself.
Yeah, I've got, the kits are there.
I hate to say this as an adult, but I do have Poe Dameron's X-Wing Fighter.
That's okay, I have Ecto-1.
Nice.
So, Ghostbusters. Car.
Nice.
I did enjoy, you know, when I was younger, I'd make sort of kind of like the tower, I'd make a house, but then I'd create like these little like fortresses. I had like the pirate sets, so I'd make like little mini fortresses and the pirates would fight one another. And
wow. Well, come on out to Myers Park. Maybe you can make a pirate fortress.
Yeah.
On Thursday, August 9th at 10, we have our Real Deal About Real ID. Congress recently passed the Real ID Act, requiring states to issue identification that meets higher security standards. Join us for an informational presentation on the importance of getting your own Real ID. This is just a short 15-minute presentation, and then they will be on hand to answer any of your questions. And Eric was saying previously that he has just gotten his Real ID, and he said it was not that bad.
I did. It was a relatively painless process. You actually make an appointment ahead of time, so you don't have to wait in line for hours. And then you go in.
That alone is worth it.
Yeah, they verify a couple forms of ID. That is the tricky part. There are several different forms. I brought my passport. I brought my Social Security card. And then I had two forms that gave proof of residency. And then also my current driver's license. And then from there, it was just kind of 15 minutes as he was going over the information. He takes your picture again. And then 2 weeks later, you receive an ID, and it's got a little gold star in the corner saying you're a Real ID certified.
Well, if you have any questions about this process, come out to Myers Park on Thursday, August 9th at 10, because a representative from NCDOT will be there to answer all your questions. And finally, Saturday, August 11th, our Community Service Saturday. This is for teens and preteens. Any of you need any community service hours? This is a great way to come on out, hang out with some teens your age, and get your hours in. For information on these and any of our programs, visit cmlibrary.org.
Okay, this week we've got a number of branches showing different movies, which is pretty cool. Monday, August 6th, at 2 p.m. at Beatty's Ford Road, we've got a teen summer movie, Ready Player One.
I've read the book.
The book was awesome.
Yeah, the book was great.
So no one's seen the movie?
No.
I have. And if you've read the book, don't expect the movie to be anything like the book going. I'm just going to say that. It's a really fun movie, but don't expect the movie to be anything like the book.
Like, does the plot change? Or
The plot is basically the same, but a lot of things that happen are wildly different.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
How it gets about to the end is pretty different.
Okay. Good to know.
But still, it's still a good, fun movie overall. It really harkens back to the fun 80s Steelberg, like E.T. and movies like that.
This movie is rated PG-13 and light refreshments will be served. So teens, come on out and see that. Okay. Sugar Creek, Monday, August 6th from 5 to 7 p.m. The Help is being shown. I assume others have read this book.
I've read the book.
Phenomenal book. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal movie. It takes place during the Civil Rights Movement of the 1960s, if you haven't read the book.
Now, I have to read the book before I see the movie.
Me too.
I don't have that rule. Like when I said Big Little Lies, I've never read the book.
It's so good.
Yeah. I don't know. That one fell off my radar, but then I watched the series, and I'm like, so good.
Yeah,
the series was just fantastic.
Well, if I watch the movie and then try to read the book, it just ruins the book.
Yeah. Me too. And I like to picture the characters how I want to picture them based on the book and not.
Right. Yeah. I guess I'm a little different. I don't have that problem. I can do either or. I can see the movie and then read the book, or read the book and then see the movie.
If it's a movie that I have no interest in reading the book, then it doesn't bother me. But if it's something like The Help, where
similar,
like I know it's a book I would enjoy, then I like to read the book first.
Right. A great example, when The Martian came out, I saw the movie before I read the book, and I went into the theater not knowing anything about the movie or the book, and boy, was I floored with the movie, and which then spurred my interest in reading the book. So.
Which was better?
Obviously, the book. There's more detail.
Really?
Yeah.
See, and I disagree. I like the movie because science has never been my strong suit.
Okay.
So the book is very science-heavy. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
I actually did have a similar experience with Interstellar because I saw the movie first.
I didn't even know it was a book.
Yeah,
it's a book. So then I went back and read the book to clarify some of the movie.
See, I hated the movie, so then I had no interest in the book.
Oh, really?
I did. I'm not a huge Matthew McConaughey fan.
So which was better, this?
Probably the book.
Really?
Yeah.
It's part of a series, right? Am I thinking of the Jeff, what's his name, last name?
I don't know. There's
the complete wrong book.
There's the novel, and then there's a book explaining the science behind it.
Oh, what other movies do we have this week?
We also have The Good Dinosaur showing on August 9th from 2 to 3:30 at the Beatty's Ford Road branch. This is a Pixar movie. It's what if the asteroid that forever changed life on Earth missed and giant dinosaurs never became extinct? In this epic journey into the world of dinosaurs, a dinosaur named Arlo made an unlikely human friend while traveling through the harsh and mysterious landscape. Arlo learns the power of confronting his fears and discovers what he's truly capable of.
I haven't seen that one. We are on a Finding Nemo Frozen loop in my household.
We went through a big Frozen phase.
Frovitz. That's
Frovitz?
She calls it Frovitz.
Oh. I saw Frozen once, and it was fine. I don't know if I could do it on rotation.
Yeah.
I kind of like it when we get... If it's a movie I enjoy, like Frozen or Moana, I don't really mind the repeats.
Yes, when my children were small, I watched Shrek about 8,000 times, and then Madagascar about 9,000 times. Both excellent movies, though, with a lot of adult humor that you can appreciate.
Yeah.
You know what's another great children's movie? Paddington 2, being shown at Sugar Creek on August 10th from 10 to 11:30. They're doing a special showing of the movie Paddington 2. Apparently, Paddington, the bear, wants to buy an antique book for his aunt's 100th birthday. But his quest brings him into conflict with an actor who also wants the book.
Wow. So, anyone seen it?
No, but we've heard just amazing things about Paddington 2.
We received a 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's
if you follow the rating.
Crazy. Yeah.
I just watched the Paddington first one with my son, and it's pretty good, so I would like to check out the second one as well.
Oh, and I think we have some more children's movies?
We do. On Friday, August 10th at Davidson, they're showing the Lego Ninjago movie. Now, in my office, we had a discussion, a very heated discussion over whether it was pronounced Ninjago or Ninjago. But then the previews came out, and they were saying Ninjago.
Yeah. I've always heard Ninjago.
Yeah. So, young master builder Lloyd, a.k.a. the Green Ninja, along with his friends that are all secret warriors. I guess... that's the plot of the movie. I've never seen Lego Ninjago, but I do enjoy the Lego movies. They make me laugh.
Yeah, I saw the first Lego movie, and that was hysterical.
That was fantastic.
Even the Batman Lego movie was good, too.
And if Legos are not your thing, join us at Morrison on Saturday, August 11th from 2 to 4 p.m. for the summer film noir series Beat the Heat. This week, we're watching The Big Heat.
I have some more information about this movie if no one's seen it. It's from 1953. The description is, it's directed by Fritz Lang, starring Glenn Ford as homicide detective Dave Banyan, who investigates the suicide of a rogue cop and ends up facing down the mob.
Oh, I've not seen this one. I have seen a Fritz Lang movie before.
And there will also be popcorn served.
Oh, come on out for that.
Yeah.
All right, that's Saturday, August 11th at Morrison at 2 p.m.
No cupcakes?
Not this week.
For information on these and any of our programs, visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
Thanks for joining us again for What's Happening at CM Library for the week of August 6th through August 12th. Again, I'm Eric.
I'm Beth.
I'm Walker.
We'll see you next time.